From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading Four on the Floor by Deborah Morgan. Now, let's begin with Four on the Floor. Chapter 1. Better try less speed per mile. That car may have to last a while. Burmishave. Louis Stella's voice chugged like a Model T Ford. As it choked and sputtered, its owner going on about the virtues of the old classics over the newfangled, high-technology, electronic lookalikes, Jeff Talbot parked the phone between ear and shoulder and allowed his mind to wander. He'd had his 48 Chevy Fleetmaster, with its splintered wood, caved-in fenders, and buckled chrome bumpers, towed to Louis' Retro Restro and Chop Shop several months earlier, after a killer had run him off the road one dark and stormy night. Since then, Jeff had survived another Pacific Northwest plaid flannel season, laughed as the rest of the country put so much store in a groundhog, and seen the schools release masses of students from their chalky walls for another summer. It was high time he got his car back. "So," Jeff prompted Louis when the grease monkey's motor ran out of gas, "any chance I can pick up the Woody before football season starts?"
"You can pick her up now, if you got the money to bail her out."
Louis chuckled, then the half-lurching noise in his throat sputtered to a stop.
"Now?"
Why hadn't Louis said so when he'd called and woke everyone up 15 minutes earlier? Jeff should have remembered what conversations with Louis were like. He blamed his lapse in memory on the fact that it was morning. Early morning, and he had just gotten started on the pot of coffee that Greer brought in with the cordless phone and the post-intelligencer. He wouldn't give Louis any grief over the wasted time. Jeff was an antique...